Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field Report. We had a great field day last week. It was great to see everybody. A big thank you to everyone who attended and a big thank you to the Crop Tech crew who pulled that day together. I want to especially thank all the growers who participated in our Round Robin Crop Report. What we heard is there's a lot of potential out there in this crop. More so in the corn than the beans, but a lot of people reported that they were at present in good shape. I don't think we've ever had a year where almost all areas represented are on that razor's edge with water. Almost everybody reporting they're right there hand in mouth with the water and needed a lot of water to finish this fill. This year more than others, the water we get in the next 60 days we'll swing the crop one way or the other pretty hard, probably. Out in the fields, pollination is about 80% done in our area. About 80% of the fields are pollinated. Most of the fields did finish pollinating in 5 days, but to tip. With that said, though, the heat had some effect on pollination. I'm seeing some fields that struggled a little getting pollinated or keeping the kernels after pollination. Now, I haven't seen any disasters out there. Just not all the fields are pollinated as smoothly as I thought they were after being in them the last couple weeks. We continue to get more counties with tar spot. In some dry areas, we're dealing with spider mites in both corn and soybeans. In the beans, we're now spraying whole fields instead of borders. Growers have been calling in to see if the no mowing mandate is lifted where they got the rain. In some cases, 3 to 5 inches this weekend. The rain will refresh the road ditches so they won't go brown when you mow them, but one rain will not bring back the spider mite predators, which is insects and fungus that keep them in check. I would keep the no mowing mandate in check a little longer to allow the spider mite predators to rebuild. We mowed our lanes here 2 weeks ago to get ready for our field day last week. We are now fighting spider mites here, even after two moderate rain events. The dry areas are also reporting spider mites in the lower canopy of the corn. Now, this is a concern as a lot of fungicide is going on with insecticide. Now, if you find spider mites in that lower canopy, switch to a product that has activity on the spider mites. Many of the products we use in corn to control rootworm and Japanese beetle also kill the spider mite predators, but do not kill the spider mite. So you open the door wide open, you take away its competition in this process. Take what you've learned at the field day about penetration and use it to get the product to the bottom of the canopy to get these mites while you're applying your fungicide. The only way to know if you got spider mites in the corn is to go out there and actually scout it. But if you're in an area that is now spraying mites in the beans, there's a good chance that you probably have them in the corn as well. Last week, we did start to see the winged corn aphid in some cornfields. So scouts, watch those susceptible hybrids close as this grain fill season unfolds. Last round of pollination will take place this week. So let's stay on top of it and make sure that we're not fighting any silk clippers out there. This week, we'll welcome the Corn Soybean College crowd here at the campus. Man, it'll be great to see farmers from across the U.S., 13 different states, and Canada. The weatherman says we might deal with some rain, but we can handle that. We're set up for it. So we wish everyone safe travel to and from our event.
To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.